answer those important things. Not everything, but the important. Then, because these are the added requests that I'm asking, oh God, guard me. That a person is asking for help from a Kadosh Baruch Hu for such important things. We finish with the Amida, where do we go? Oh.
Yes. Why did I say this Yiratzon over here? In that spot?
That they added later on. You don't have to, but added by Aharonim.
That spot?
Because it's written in Gemara that Rav used to say. Rav used to add certain things. Then comes the Vidui. What's Vidui? Confession. The person's confessing, oh God, please, I did wrong. The main thing of Vidui is what? Three words. Hatanu, Avinu, Pashanu. What's the difference between Hatanu, Avinu, and Pashanu? Hatanu, we did something by mistake. It's light. Then we can say, forgive us not only for the lighting, because for something worse. Avinu, we did intentionally. We knew it's wrong and we did it. Pashanu, that's called rebelling. You hear somebody tells you, this is wrong, oh, wrong, you want to do it. That is Pashanu. Then you go from one Dhamma to another. This is the main thing. Why do I say this? Because then there is alphabetical order, all kind of avonot. Hashamnu, Bagadnu, Gazanu, Alek Bet, Gimad, Dada, and so on. What they did today, in their Shalom Yerushalayim, they removed the Hatanu Avinu Pasha. Said, Tzadikim Anahnu, Aval Hatanu Anahnu Avotem. They didn't put Avinu Pasha. Why? Because in the alphabetical of Vidui Agadol, there is in everyone the middle, but that's wrong. Should be said, Hatanu, Avinu, Pashanu, that's the Hikala Vidui. Then add what you want. But a person has to say, Hatanu, Avinu, Pashanu, the way it's written in the Talmud. Every time I come with Shalom Yerushalayim, I feel a little bit bad. I say it, Hatanu, Avinu, Pashanu.
You mean that book?
Shalom Yerushalayim, not this. In the holidays. Then, we finish with the Vidui. We are saying, oh God, you are merciful. As you gave us the Yad Midot, 13 things that we contributed to what the Kadosh Baruch Hu is. And we said, please, because of these things that you told us, we're asking your mercy. We go to there. Hashem, Hashem, where it was. The Moral said, Hashem Bifne, Hashem Ahare. What means Hashem? Before the person, when he makes Avonot, and Hashem is after. Hashem has Rahamim on him at all time. The time he does the Avonot, the time he comes to ask forgiveness. Then, Kel Rahum, Kadosh Baruch Hu is very Rahman, merciful. Hanun, kind. Erech Apayim, patient. He doesn't punish the person right away. The Rab Hesed Behemet, when he comes to rewarding, he rewards him with kindness, and at the end, everyone gets his reward that he deserves. Notzer Hesed Alafim. The chesed of if a person is good, Hashem is doing good to him and to his children, children, the alafim. How much is that alafim? At least alafim, how much is that?
Elef
is thousand.
Elef is thousand.
Thousands. Thousands, how much is the minimum?
2,000.
That's plural. Gemara said, but there is in the Torah another pasuk is le'elef dor. It's written, v'shamarta et ha'mitzvah, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu will make chesed with you le'elef dor. Why then? Here it's saying le'elefim. It's a two kinds of service to God. Sometimes you serve with love, sometimes you serve out of fear. If you do it out of fear, elef dor. You do it out of love, 2,000, which means they want to tell you the reward of a person that doing the mitzvot with love is double then when you do the mitzvot without love on the other field. Nosei avon v'pesha v'hatta avinakeh. Kadosh Baruch Hu forgives all the avonot. See, what's it? Nosei avon v'pesha. I should say nosei het avon v'pesha. But the rabbi explained, Kadosh Baruch Hu forgives the avon and the pesha, and he changes them and makes them into lighting, not heavy. Then comes benake. Really, after benake, it's written lo yenake. Yenake la shabim, velo yelake la she'enam shabim. But we read benake, that we make the shuba and clean us from what we are. After the yagmidot, comes the Nefilat Apayim. What's called Nefilat Apayim? They used to fall on the face down to say this prayer. But today we don't. It's written in the Gemara. If a person does not make the Kavanah like this, it's better not to make it at the time. And since we don't think that we do the complete Kavanah we need, but what we don't do? That's why we don't, but we pray the prayer. In the David, Erecha Hashem Nafshi Yisrael, David was begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive him. That's to whom his mother is speaking. And he was saying, missing one letter in the alphabet. The Vav is not there. And they asked the boss, Zohar said, an explanation of it. Vav, Sefirot, went very deep. Why is the Bab missing? We finish with the Gabin, Abin Malkenu Abinu Atta, and as you know, since the Vidui is something of sorrow, a person feels sorry for himself that he did Abunot. When it comes day of joy and happiness, you don't read it. You remove all the Vidui. What's called joy and happiness? Shabbat holidays, there's no Bidui. There's no Nefilat Apayim. There is a Milah, no Bidui. Because this is time of joy and happiness. There is Pidyon, no Bidui. But there is today, if there is Bar Mitzvah also, no Bidui. Originally it wasn't, but they tell them it's okay.
And
Rabbi,
sometimes in Avemut,
Very good. I didn't mention only the happy things here.
Yeah, but
even Avinim. Because Avinim, they have enough sorrows, enough sorrow. You have to add some more.
Maybe they don't wake up.
No, they don't want them. It's enough. They wake up with the sorrow that they have. That's good enough.
Like rubbing in the face.
It's a good question. Bad. Same thing, Chavia. We don't say we do it. Kippur we don't say. And Chavayav we don't say. Why? Kippur, of course, we say.
We
say because if we do it for Kippur, that's the day for we do. But Chavayav we don't say. Like any other holiday. Why? Holidays we don't say. Because it's Chavayav to show you the belief that we have that someday HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to change it into
3 weeks of holiday.
Very good, 3 weeks.
Can't wait.
From Shiva Savitamut to Chaviab. The first day Yom Tov, Shiva Savitamut. The last day Yom Tov, Chaviab. The middle is Holamoid. He wants to have a vacation of 3 weeks.
And then
he doesn't like walking.
He had a bigger vacation this year.
We go back to the second Ashrei Shvei Betecha. Then, Lamnatziach Mizmor Le David, Yanchar Shemem Tzara. This Mizmor, Yanchar Shemem Tzara, It's a very, very important mizmor. Always when people on travels, they read this mizmor. Because it's written, Ya'ancha Hashem b'yom tzara. At the time of troubles, God will answer your prayer. This is the importance of this mizmor. Then comes again, Sidra de Kedusha. Uba Letzion Goel, again they put put on record what the Malachim are doing. We go to very, very important part in the, at the end of this, Uba Letzion. Baruch Elokeinu, Shibera'anu Lechvodo. We give thanks to Hashem that He created us to glorify Him. What's written after that? Shibera'anu Lechvodo, V'natan lanu Torato, Torat Emet. The Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the only Torah is the Torah of Truth. V'chaye Olam Nata V'tochem. What's the difference between Torat Emet and Chaye Olam? Our Rav has explained, Torat Emet is Torah Shebichtav, the five books of Moses. V'chaye Olam is Torah Shebe'alpeh. The Mishnah, the Gemara, this which gives everlasting life to a person. Then we pray, oh God, please open our heart to understand the Torah. We finish with this, Baruch HaLokeinu, what do we have? Bet Yaakov, Lechun Lechavur Hashem. Let's go walk in the light of God. That means the way God is directing us, guiding us. Then again, there is another mizmor which comes also to help people. Shir Ma'alot de David, Ulei Hashem Shaya Lanu, Yimona Israel. Just as He helped us in the time of Haman and others, will help us in the future. Then comes Shir Shel Yom. What's Shir Shel Yom? The Leviim in Bet HaMikdash, they used to sing a song at the time that they offered the sacrifice in Bet HaMikdash. What song did they sing? Every day different song. Sunday was a different song. And that's what we say. Ashir Shayu Halbim Omrim Al Mikdash B'Yom Sheni V'Shabbat Kodesh. Today, now, Wednesday. What was? Yom Revi'i. Ker Nekamot Hashem. Hamishin Am Natzeh HaLagetit L'Asaf. Every day has its own mizmor that the Leviim used to say in Bet HaMikdash. And we say it. Of course, later on, we are begging Hoshi'ayu. There is a custom among Syrian people not to say Hoshi'ayu on Friday. That's how they say it even on Friday. I remember when I came here, the first day that I came here, I arrived here Thursday night. Friday morning, I went to shul. Everybody said, Hacham, Hacham. They wanted to check on me. They wanted me to pray. I know how to pray or not. As I prayed. When I came to Hoshi'ayu, I heard big noise behind me. I didn't know what happened. I said, huh? No. Come here. Chaim Levi tells me, come here, Chacham. Okay. After the prayer, I told him, what happened? Tell me. He said, Rabbi, you said Hoshi'ayu. So what's wrong? We don't say Hoshi'ayu. I asked, why? We don't know. That's a custom, we don't say it. I will tell you. He went to ask other rabbis there. Nobody answered him. Then I told him, I'll tell you. Tzutim Gemara and Mashiach won't come on Friday. Why? Not to disturb the Jewish people from preparing themselves for Shabbat. And how do we come? We don't say Hoshi'ayu. Hoshi'ayu means redeem us, to show you, to stress that Mashiach is not coming today, to let the people know how important the Shabbat is. They delay even the Mashiach for the sake of Shabbat, that they shouldn't, Chas v'Shalom, be disturbed from preparing for themselves. This is the Hoshi'ayu, then Ketoret. Again, the Ketoret to say three times a day. Zohar goes very, very hard on. Today, there is a new custom among the people.
They don't pray anything.
They bring a parchment We read it from parchment. They believe that this is very beneficial for Osher, for wealth. I don't know. It's something new. Our fathers, forefathers, they never did that. Other generation, they don't. They read Ketoret.
No, Rabbi, it's true. Well, for the person who sell it to them. Well, for the person who sells it to them.
The Moher. He makes money.
Well, for the person who sells it to the people.
Also, the rights.
Yeah, to me, it's parchment.
Yeah?
They sell the parchment. How much did you pay for it?
I don't have one, and I'm not buying one.
Beneficial, they say.
Nope.
Okay, this is something new. I don't know. Somebody put in their mind some new idea that never was before. Anyhow.
But the Zohar says to say it three times a day is the main thing.
Huh?
To say it three times.
Yeah, but I didn't say it before. Yeah, yeah, from parchment, you say it. There is even Shem Hashem, the whole menorah. You don't have to have the menorah in front of you, just in your mind. As you think about the words of the menorah, that's good enough.
The shape.
When you say it's good enough, like lighting the menorah in Ben HaMikdash. Mechayir bedato, that's what Rabbi Ari said. Yechayir bedato, he put in his mind, here is the menorah in front of you. You don't have to look even at menorah. Of course you can this. There's no need to have a parchment to read it. Only Chacham Shaul might be. Chacham Shaul doesn't need the parchment. He put in his image of the Hotman. And we come to Alenu Neshabeah. Who made Alenu Neshabeah? This is Yoshua Ben Nun. Up to you all. Today, I hear good answers.
Well, you taught us when we were young.
Yeah.
You know, you forget.
You remember.
Sure. Yep.
Maxi, remember everything. All what he learns, he remembers. This is what today we went to the prayer of Shacharit. Be'ezrat Hashem. Next week, we'll have after that. After the prayer, maybe next week we'll go to Halachot Hanukkah.
I have a question. After Amidah, in a very small sentence, refers to Beit HaMikdash.
Yeah, Yiratzon Lepanecha Shetibneh Beit HaMikdash, Shetibneh Beit HaMikdash Rabbi Amenu, Ten Hamkenu, La'asot HaKartzonach, La'obdach B'Lebav Shalem. Yes.
What does that exactly mean? We want the way to...
We are missing the service of God. The prayer comes instead of Korbanot. We don't have. Instead, let's have it exactly what we're supposed to do in Beit HaMikdash.
But we already said it once. We already said it once before Hadu.
No, we pray.
But we said that Pasuk once already in the Tefillah. We said it before Hadu.
Yeah. Because they said for the Korbanot. But you said.
The same.
Yeah, but the service of God, since we did the prayer now instead. We say it again. Yeah. Amen. 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 Amen.